We go now to Vienna, where we're joined again by Flint Leverett, author of Going to Tehran, Why America Must Accept the Islamic Republic of Iran. He's a professor of international affairs at Penn State, served for over a decade in the U.S. government as a senior analyst at the CIA, a Middle East specialist for the State Department, and a senior director for Middle East affairs at the National Security Council. Well, Flint, we spoke yesterday. Today, the deal has been reached. Can you tell us the outlines of it and your reaction to it?
I think the outlines, I would emphasize three main sets of commitments. On the Iranian side, of course, there are a number of commitments spelled out relatively early on in the agreement, all totaled 159 pages with the annexes. But there is a set of commitments that Iran undertakes regarding certain limits on its nuclear activities that will address non-proliferation concerns that the United States and some other countries have had. As an analyst, I have personally never been persuaded that Iran was seeking to build a nuclear weapon. But for those who are concerned about that possibility or that risk, I think this is a very good deal from a non-proliferation standpoint. At the same time, in terms of nuclear commitments, I think Iran has achieved something very significant here, which is basically a recognition of the reality that states have a right to peaceful use of civil nuclear technology in all respects. This is not a right that is granted by the Non-Proliferation Treaty. It is a sovereign right that's recognized by the treaty. From an Iranian perspective, the United States and the Security Council tried for years to deny Iran that right. And now, without Iran having sacrificed it, the international community is recognizing that right. And I think that's an important step on the non-proliferation front as well. The second big set of commitments concerns sanctions relief. In return for Iran accepting these limits on its nuclear capabilities, all international sanctions authorized by the United Nations Security Council are going to be removed. European Union sanctions against Iran will be terminated, and the United States will, the language says, cease implementing its secondary sanctions, the sanctions that it threatens to impose on third countries that do business with Iran. The United States will stop implementing those sanctions, although they are likely to stay authorized in American law for some period of years. President Obama basically will waive the implementation of those sanctions. So I think that's another second set of commitments.